I'm John Osier with the Ozone Mailbag. And Terrence from Northside Duval County writes, I'm confused. I thought we were supposed to get better each day in each game, not worse. Please help me understand. Well, that's the plan, and that's what Gus Bradley emphasizes. Things don't always go according to plan. It's the NFL, not scripted television. The goal will be to get better, but it may not mean a score reflecting that on a weekly basis. That's not the answer you wanted, but it's reality. Now, David from Middleburg, Florida writes, John, are there differences between you and J.P. Shadrick? Well, they're subtle. Mark from Middletown, Connecticut writes, John, seeing as how Josh Freeman appears to be on the outs with the Bucks, do you foresee the Jaguars looking into and considering a trade for him? Well, I don't see the Jaguars trading for Freeman. This team is going to build through the draft, and you don't trade away draft picks for veterans when you're building through the draft. Now, Barb from Indianapolis writes, three questions. Do you like longtime Florida Times Union sports columnist Gene Frenette? Does Gene Frenette like you? Does he think you're funny? Well, three answers. Yes. Sometimes. No, not really. Now, Kevin from Jacksonville Beach, Florida writes, John, can you explain the call made by the refs in Sunday's game where it appeared the Jags recovered a fumble, but that the refs stated by rule the play would be replayed? Confusing. Well, it was confusing. The play was midway through the third quarter. Will Blackman forced a fumble that the Jaguars recovered. An official blew a whistle during the play. That's an inadvertent whistle. And when that happens, the down is replayed. The whistle shouldn't have blown, and it did hurt the Jaguars. But once the whistle was blown, the correct call was to replay the down. Now, Brett from Tallahassee writes, you think you're pretty funny, don't you? Yeah, a little bit. Now, Fred from Chicago writes, John, how in the world can they start Blaine Gabbert again? Is this happening? Well, it is happening. Gus Bradley backed Blaine Gabbert after the loss to the Colts. And he said the next day he felt even more strongly about backing him that day than he did the day before. Bradley said when you watch tape, you realize that a lot of what happened Sunday couldn't be blamed solely on Gabbert. Bradley still is strongly in support of Gabbert, and barring injury, it does look like he's starting on Sunday. Now, Patty from Houston writes, how would you define a morning crisis? Coffee, another coffee, then... Now, Edward from Lake Mary, Florida writes, I'm just waiting for Justin Blackman to get back. How much can he really help? Justin Blackman will play Sunday for the first time this season, and it sounded Monday like he'll start. He'll draw defenses and take the pressure off Cecil Short III, and he'll also give Gabbert a second legitimate option in the passing offense. So he'll help. It's not fair to say he'll be a magic cure-all for all that ails this offense, but he will help. Now, Johnny from Neptune Beach, Florida writes, John, the Jaguars had their first game at home in 3 weeks on Sunday. It didn't go well, but it had to be nice to be home. Hashtag, searching for a bright spot. Well, coming home is great for the team and for the Ozone. Players and coaches return to their daily routine. And for me, well, Family Ozone knew my ETA, and they planned my homecoming accordingly. Now, love and admiration of family, that's all great. But Everbank Field is the Ozone's true home base. And when I return for a home game after a long absence, it's pretty special. The friendly security staff, those sticklers for my standing request I be treated like just another employee, they do go out of their way to ensure I feel welcome. And you may ask, just what is it about the Ozone that staff so love? Well, I am a man of the people, well known for hard work and efficiency. Not to mention a penchant for rule following, guideline adhering, more guideline adhering, and just plain reading signage. Now, it's not to say all always goes smoothly on game day. Game day is a strange, disorienting time. You don't always know who to trust. And for all of his obvious strengths, Ozone isn't always into the law-abiding thing that so obsesses those around him. But c'est la vie, and boys will be boys, I say. And you know the best part about it all? When it's time to go to work the next day, you forget the past and move on. All is forgotten. And the folks around Everbank, well, deep down, they always remember how they really feel about the Ozone.